Hey, what's up, gang? Welcome to the dinner table because everybody eats. You know what I'm saying? I'm your host, Mars. You guys can find me on everything as Mars Media. For real. Go ahead to the co-host. Like,
man, you already know who it is. Kevo, a.k.a. Young Savage Drip, a.k.a. the Dude Riz.
Every time, bro.
I got to do it every time. I'm so, y'all, I want kids to say that, bro. I want kids to say that.
Out
who watch my videos,
kids?
Bro?
Okay.
Yes. But we are here with our two lovely guests.
Welcome in the guests, for real. Go ahead.
Thank you for having us. Oh, God. Yo, I am Ahava. I do YouTube. I'm a part of Raw Creators. Keep an eye out for us.
Okay.
And I also do music. So definitely keep an eye out for that because that is coming. You can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at Hey Ahava.
Go crazy.
H-E-Y-A-H-A-V-A, if you can't spell it.
Okay.
Raw Creators. Okay.
Okay. Well, my name is Kim. I am manager for Kevo, of course, right here. And I am a blogger for Keeping It Melodic, which stay tuned because Kevo's interview is coming up very soon. You could find me at an Instagram for right now, Keeping It Melodic altogether.
Okay. Let's go then. Let's talk about.
All right.
All right, you want to kick it off or should
Yes. So I want to start off the podcast with a little something different. We know that you guys seen the other episode. Viral. No, I'm glad. But I want to start it off with gender roles, right? So how do you guys feel? Anybody, right? You can anybody could start it off,
well,
right?
We'll let the guests go for, okay, for okay. How you guys feel about gender roles. Let us know. I mean, gender obviously roles. As women, y'all got a different input, so.
For sure.
So what in specifically about gender roles?
Right?
Some guidance here.
No, okay. So how do you feel about gender roles today? Like in society today? Because previously it used to be a man was chivalrous and would do these things, open the door, all that good stuff. Now, obviously, things have changed quite a bit, you know, with social media and all the good, all the other influences. I'm not going to say good.
I am entirely dead.
Not for real. But so how you guys feel about that?
Do you want to go first? Or?
Well, I do believe that gender roles have changed a lot, you know. Women.
You might as well rip off the bandages and just tell us. Cause
y'all don't need to say you like to cook or clean. You know, we are in a society where we are working, you know, we are making our own money.
Oh, snap.
And, yeesh. You know, we just, honestly, sometimes you can say we don't need no man.
Ooh.
Oh, God. Yeah. We don't need no
hold
man.
Hold on real quick.
We like a man so they could support us. Just whoa. Come.
Hold on.
Miss Independent.
Wait, didn't you just say,
wait. I don't know if I need a man for support, though. I don't know about that.
Because didn't you just say you can make your own money? You do all this. Wow. What you need our support for? You can support yourself. You're a grown boss woman, right? I'm just saying.
Girl boss, gatekeep.
See, she right there.
Well, I think she meant, as far as she likes, but she doesn't need. You feel what I'm saying? I might be a little feminist. You know what I'm saying?
Are you out here speaking for another woman?
For real. I think that's called mansplaining,
that's
bro. I'm
real
just letting
crazy,
you know.
Actually.
You know what?
Y'all see this?
You know what? This is exactly why. Bye, guys. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's our podcast now. It's the Ahava and Kim podcast.
I'm dead. Okay, so. Sorry,
continue. Sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
Well, like you were saying, it wasn't exactly how I was trying to say that we don't need, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm saying as in a way of, I personally believe, you know, I'm in a relationship and I love aww. That, you know, my man takes care of stuff, you know. But I'm saying I don't think men should think that we can't do our own stuff on the side, you know. Mm. There's still some stigma where men just think that, you know, we need help.
Yeah, that's fair.
But for now, I kind of just want to, you know, hear what Ahava wants to say.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Let me pull out my CVS receipt of reasons.
God.
Okay, no.
Oh, snap.
She was ready.
She said CVS. You know she got a lot of stuff.
Maybe long, you know. Pause. But... Yeah.
Go ahead, though.
I just want to say, first and foremost, as Kim said, that gender roles have changed a lot. It's become a lot broader in like what society deems what a man and woman should and shouldn't do for each other or as individuals. But I also want to say that even though so many things have changed, women are still the biggest perpetrators of gender roles. Okay. Because let it be, especially like older generation.
Tell the truth.
Women.
Tell the whole truth.
You know, I'm here for it. And I promise y'all, I'm not being a pick me because I don't even like men like that. But like,
dang.
Honestly,
oh, came with it. Hold on.
Wait, hold up. What did you do on our side?
Flame us real quick,
bro.
But I do want to say that, especially with older generational women, they'll be like, you know, little boys aren't supposed to cry and, you know, little boys aren't supposed to do this. Like this whole thing on Twitter about like little boys wanting like a kitchenette toy set. You know, the little thing where, you know, you practice a little cooking, little whipping up in the kitchen.
For
little
sure,
toy
I can
set.
Cook.
And it's like,
you know
what does that have to do
I'm
with
a chef.
Anything?
What
if
talk
he
about?
Wants a little toy set, then let him get that toy set. You feel me?
For sure.
What does that have to do with
being a man?
You know? And that also just veers into the fact that now that you're
oh, she's spinning for real. Hold on.
go on. Okay, go ahead.
But it veers into the fact that now you're gearing these little boys growing into the men that now us as a generation are just like, man, they're so emotionally unavailable because their mamas are teaching them how to be emotionally unavailable and unable to explain their feelings. So it's like all these little things that y'all think are jokes, it's like these little boys are taking so seriously and they're growing into these broken men.
Ooh.
And yeah.
Or sometimes like I know some women, like if you see some feminine in your men, it's like an issue, which shouldn't.
That part.
Because I believe everybody has masculinity and
femininity, facts.
You know, so it's nothing. There's no problem with that.
Can we take a deep dive on that real quick, for real though? Because like, listen, as a man, right? I mean, I'm a grown man. What's up? 23. You feel me? I'm out here, but like on the game, like as a grown man, it was always told, and I know you could vouch for this too. It was always told, you know what I'm saying, that boys can't do this, guys can't do this, you can't, you know, you can't move that way, you gotta keep your feelings to yourself. When you talk about gender roles in general, right, men are at a disadvantage. Now, I'll say it like that because women from the jump are taught to be the prize, the goal, the thing that, you know, people are striving for, the box, the treasure, the booty, everything else you want to call it.
The
blah,
booty.
Blah.
The booty.
Arc, you know, pirates be like. But, nah, for real. So, like, they're taught that they're all these things, and men are taught, well, your job is to provide for, chase after, you know, try to find this perfect woman to be with or whatever. We're taught that we're half the picture, and women are taught they're the whole picture. That's the difference. So in gender role, and when you talk about gender roles, right, when you talk about how a man views himself in a relationship and the things that they're supposed to do, and a woman views herself in a relationship and the things that she's supposed to do, it's two very different worlds. A man is supposed to open the door, be chivalrous, do all these things, be romantic, be whatever. There's a whole codex of different things that a guy has to be for a woman. And a man, you guys think that it's super crazy, but it's really, really simple. We just want 1, 2, 3 things. That's it.
What are those things?
Yeah, because y'all suck at communicating
it,
actually.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I just want y'all to know.
Bro, says the people that can't figure out what they want to eat. You feel what I'm saying?
Hold on. Right now.
You know what I'm saying?
First of all,
so
no, we got to do better.
Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. Even to continue off of that. Oh, were you done?
I wasn't, but
nah,
we can
go ahead,
continue.
I'm here listening, bro. I'm ready to go.
Because he's trying to receive, and I don't know. They was just like, relax. You feel me? But nah, like on the real though, it's really like that. So okay. I think that when we talk about gender roles as like a topic, right, in general, when you bring it up with anything, when you bring it up with like relationship type, family type, all that, any type of relationship at all, this is gonna sound harsh, I'm sorry for all of the viewers and listeners. Okay, I promise you I'm a nice guy, but it's gonna sound harsh. Women just got it better out here. It's sad, but y'all just got it better out here. It's harsh to say because I know so many women are gonna disagree with me. They'll be like, what the f- are you talking about? But on the real, like, y'all just got it better out here. It's sad, but it's true.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. Like I said, like I do think that there are certain things that they don't feel like they have easy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But don't get me wrong, right? There's a lot of things.
I like
that,
how this became about society and stuff instead of just relationships. But I mean, I'm here for it. Let's go.
Well, it's just that like I like somebody I forgot who told me this, right? But women can get in the club. There's some women that can get in the club for free. You feel what I'm saying? Can get in the club for free.
They got cheaper rates and stuff.
Exactly. You know what's crazy?
After 2 o'clock, $5. Meant $20. I'm like, $20 for 20 bones?
Exactly. Why? Why I gotta like pay more? You feel what I'm saying?
Real, hold on now. I'm trying to get up in here too.
That's definitely just the market.
Yeah, but think about that, right? Because it's just like it's a circumstance where you guys have it easy, right? Why do we have to? Why can't it be fair? What you guys want fair,
but that's
right?
That's not our fault.
But okay, hold on. Pause.
Usually
pause.
The man so, creating the flyer and being like, yeah,
why does it have to be a man in the club
for free?
Like, you gotta wait. You gotta understand. So this is why the same thing I brought up earlier. I'll say it like this. When it comes to everything, it's catered towards women, right? So when you talk about shopping and like anything and everything, it's mostly catered towards women. Why do you think that? Do you really think that men are standing inside of a Target for 24 hours trying to buy stuff because they thought the hottest shoes online? No, we don't care.
Well, but, first of all, you're saying that, but that doesn't relate to me. So.
Hold on, pause. Was I talking about you specifically, though?
No, but okay. Still, so
we talk about women in general.
The label.
Listen. So
I mean, that does generalize women.
Okay, so let me clarify, because y'all trying to attack me now.
Well, geez. I'm not attacking you.
No, that's cool. Look, I get it.
But
I get it, right?
Understand what she said.
So,
you feel me?
I agree. So I'm gonna say this to make it a little bit better for you.
Okay.
Right. We're talking about women in general. Okay. So it is a generalization. We're not talking about the women out there that's doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? The what do they call those things? The ones that's far on the outside. The unique ones. We just call y'all unique because y'all great.
The unnormal.
Right.
the unusual.
You need to broaden your vocabulary a little bit.
Listen, I had a better word, but it's not coming to mind right now. I'm sorry. She got me heated. All right, look, she was like, "Wait, because you're not talking about me." I was like, "Wait, hold on. Look, I'm talking about everybody." So like, it works both ways. Men are bad in some ways too. You know what I'm saying? Same.
Which we will talk about.
Which
too.
Yeah, we'll
of course
promise.
We gonna talk
of
about.
Course,
that.
Of course, of course, of course. You know,
but for the most part, it is catered towards women. Every industry. You drive more, you sell more, you get more by there being women in it. Y'all, to be fair, the reason why it's worse is because y'all are the better half. And things are geared towards y'all more because y'all are the better half. We're simplistic. Men are simple. We're very simple. It's the truth. I mean, I'm a simple man. I'm sorry. Look, we're complex beings and we have emotions and all that great stuff and fantastic and all blah, blah, blah. But we simple.
Sunshine and rainbows.
Let's just break it down to the simple, like the real facts. We're simple out here. We want simple things. We do simple things.
You
our
say
life.
Complex, but then put simple.
Like,
he's talking about as far as like things that we want. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Guys are complex because we have emotions. We have feelings. You know what I'm saying? We go through things just like any other human being.
Yes.
But we're simple because we know what we want. For the most part, we're like, we want these things. We see a nice car, that's our goal. Nice car.
Facts.
That's it. We're
going
to do what we got to do to get there. We're very logical. It's just how it works. We're not going to sit, you know, crying over or whatever for 20 minutes. Like, oh, I can't figure out what I have to do on the Sunday of the...
Like, what are you implying that, like...
Uh-oh.
Like, what are you implying when you say that? Like, I want you to follow through with what you're like, shoot that to the stars, because it feels like
you can't let me beat around the bush?
No, we're here to talk. So let's talk about it.
I'm in the back of the ring for this one.
No, you too.
Hopefully she don't jump over that.
Emotions,
tag him in real quick.
I'm kind of lost, so.
Oh, well.
Okay. I'll let my co-host speak. Go ahead.
Wow.
Put you on the spot, huh?
All right. Well, I can say this. Like I was saying, though, I do believe it is true, right? Because generally speaking, right, a woman wants a man to take care of her, right? There's a lot of women that say that they don't. You said
I could
no.
Say that.
What? Look, there's a lot of women out there.
Y'all are different. That's great. That's great for y'all. But we talk about the rest
generally,
of the women, in
right?
The world.
But okay. Again,
be unique on your own time. Okay.
Jesus. But look, check this out though. Check this out.
Man is trying to repress.
Oh my god!
You see?
All right, look. Check this out though.
Jesus.
Just wants to attack. Go ahead.
Yep. All right. So there are a lot of women that believe, right, that they are like obligated to have something. You know, like let's say a high value man, right? Let's say let's bring a high value man inside.
Hold on. How you doing? Oh, dang. Oh, that's how y'all feel?
It was the crickets.
Doing me like
me.
That,
that's
for real.
Crazy,
bro, I got you, bro. You
nah,
know what
nah,
man?
Nah. It's cool now. It's bro. Cool now. Like I'm a proof to y'all. I'm shorter. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead though.
All right. So let's bring a high value man in the situation, right? A high value man, right, will make a woman shift her obligations. As far as like what I mean by that is, agreed. Right? You want a man. Most women, right, want a man that can take care of business, right? She doesn't need to work, or even if she does need to work, like
he's taking care of mostly everything.
Exactly, right? Which, like I said, again, which has there's no problem with that, right? If you want to be a gentleman in the other society, right, in the general, then the average, I would love to take care of my woman. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I like doing that, right? But again,
it's probably not gonna happen.
I don't know about that, but listen,
if we bring in money statistics and all the rest of that into it, like it's just the real. It's probably not gonna happen. Most households, the average household makes what, maybe 30, 40 grand a year?
Not sure.
For where we are, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think so. Makes about 30, 40 grand a year, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. So if you really believe
that's minimum wage. So that has to be true.
If you really believe that you're just going to be out here with a man making 30, 40 grand a year and I got you, I'm going to take care of all these bills and you're going to be situated and safe.
And you think he's only going to be with you? Let me get this straight. And what do you have that makes you?
How did this conversation
get on? He came on real strong.
No.
He took a left. I wasn't driving when.
No. I have to say this.
Everybody chill. Everybody chill. Go ahead. Let him speak.
I have to say this, bro. Right.
I don't know what he talk about?
So let's say. No. Just hear me out. Right. Uh-huh. Yep, let's say a man makes more than $30,000 a year. Right. Let's say he makes. What? What's a lot of money? $60,000. Right. That's not even right now. It don't matter. It's more than you're not understanding, right? That's more than the average person makes, right?
Facts.
Usual people in minimum wage. Come on, bro. If you're working at Amazon, right? If you're working at Amazon, your hours are $15 an hour.
Yourself.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you work at what? Target? I think Target's low at like 14
minimum wage just right now in Chicago at least is 15.
Yeah, so we based in Chicago, just to let y'all know. So I don't know what y'all statistics
yeah I don't know what y'all be making, you know what I'm saying?
It may be a little bit different everywhere else, but for here it's crazy.
But that's the prices of food is high.
The food smack though, just to put y'all on the food smack. I'm just letting
y'all
just come here
if you're here.
Really, Harold's? That's the best thing. I thought we could do better as black individuals. Harold's ain't everything.
Oh my
okay?
God! But you Come guys want you guys want an above average man to be only
interested in
you. When what do you have? Like, what is your credentials, sweetheart? Right. You feel
like,
what I'm saying?
What do I bring to the table? That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, like especially if you're at. What if you average? Anybody could, sweetheart.
Look,
anybody could bring support.
Going off subject,
you know what I'm saying? Anybody could bring support.
It's giving very condescending to me, just a little bit.
Like I said, I'm just. All right,
hold on. So I was just letting it go because I like watching y'all dog on the man's right here. I'm sorry, but it was funny to watch. the whole question was gender roles. I don't know how we got into everything else. It kind of just broke down.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
So let's stick to the subject and we go off one another. Okay, y'all ready? So
okay.
Kim, we go go with you first. Go ahead. How do you feel about that? What are your views?
Gender roles. I feel like an example for me. I do work two jobs, and both minimum wage, but I'm striving for more. My partner, I can say, makes more than me. But in the situation of like living expenses, food, because you need to stay alive, I know I do like a man who can support me, but not in that sense, because I know I want to marry this man, bring children in this world. But to me, in my eyes, it's always 50-50, like rent, gas, food, all the essentials. I think it's just 50-50.
See, she got her head screwed on straight.
But
I'm just
sometimes
letting y'all
it's
know.
Not 50-50 okay. Because I could say my man does more than that because there's more. And I could barely, by myself. And I know what I said previously, but I'm just saying, there's still, scenarios where... You cannot degrade a woman for what they're doing or how much they're making that doesn't make them seem independent, you know?
I mean, so I feel you, but I don't feel you. The reasons being, I'm just being real. The reasons being, so I agree, it should be 50-50, you know what I'm saying? And if a woman isn't, you know what I'm saying, meeting you in terms of money and all the rest of that, you feel me? Like, if they're not meeting you in terms of, you know, love and all the things that you need for a relationship, blah, blah, that it sucks. But it's very much seen, like, with gender roles, guys are taught to settle. So we're taught to, well, even if you're doing bad here or you're doing bad there, you're doing great in these areas. So whatever, it's good enough. You feel me? Women aren't taught that. So gender roles coming up, like, this is where I disagree. Women aren't taught that. Women are taught, he's making more than you, so you're happy right now. But if, you know what I'm saying, if he was making less, would you still be with that man?
Yes.
Before you say yes, let's be real, right? Let's,
you know. Let's be real.
So,
okay, no, because the majority
of women, if I was making, let's say, $3,000 a month, mm-hmm. right, and she was making 6 or 7, they'd be like, why am I with you? And go find somebody else.
Yes.
And let's just be real. Because they don't, even if you have the goal-driving ambitions or whatever, most women.
You know, people got types, okay? That's nothing
so
wrong
broke
with
is your
that.
Type? Is broke your type? You know what you're saying?
No, of course.
Okay, then,
not.
There we go. Answer the questions. Yep, go ahead. Liza, it's your turn.
Now, wait, hold up. I don't want to speed past that. Hold up. I don't want to speed past that, bro. I don't want to speed past that. First of all, wait.
You said that. Like, but, broke is not my type. But I'm saying if someone makes less than me, it's not like I'm going to reject them. It's mm-hmm. more so about your goals, your values in the future. If I want to marry you, like me, I'm sorry, but I'm not into the dating. I want stability. Agreed. I want right away. I want commitment just because, yes, I'm 20. I'm about to be 21, you know, next month. But
congrats.
I'm already thinking about having children.
That's early, girl. Hold on.
I've only been in previous relationship, but it was like a high school sweetheart thing. Like, do you really count that, though? Like,
yes, you count
you're
it.
You're learning about these people. Mm-hmm. They're still figuring out themselves. Everybody has their own time to, you know, mature and everything, but.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, I want to talk too, bro. Money is not everything, bro.
I don't believe it.
You need to, bro, just because your spouse or whatever makes more money than you, even if, like.
My bad. I didn't mean to. Apologies.
Go ahead.
Oh, you good, bro?
It was the water. Relax. Okay, look, y'all focusing on me too much. Jesus. Okay, Everybody trying to attack me. Come on now. Go ahead.
Are you all right, bro? Do you need a hospital? Oh, God. Do I need to stop the show, bro? Man.
No, I'm fine. Relax. You know what I'm saying? It's getting about that time. I gotta eat and everything. You feel me? That's
Where's
all.
Your watch?
It's in my mind.
He said.
Okay.
Nah, but.
The clock is always ticking. It's in my head for sure.
Okay. Go ahead. That was smooth. Money is not everything, bro. Like, I feel like as long as, even if she's making less than you or he's making less than you, having a type, there's mm-hmm. nothing wrong with that. Everybody Agreed. Wants somebody that has potential, essentially, or somebody that is chasing something. Nobody wants, I don't know about you, but I don't want a girl that just sits around, eats Doritos every day. You know what I'm saying? On the couch, just doesn't do anything or whatever the case may be. You're going to date that? Even if she makes, what if she got a stability check or something and just makes freaking $20,000, you're still not gonna date her.
Listen, in some cases, that's how it is. And so that goes into the same question that I was at, the same question that I was asking. Because for a guy, it's seen as if she's not in, gender roles tell you that if she's not in the place, you know what I'm saying, financially where she needs to be, or if she's not where she needs to be in whatever way, then as a guy, you can come in and help her with that. It's not seen the opposite way. If a man isn't where he's supposed to be, it's, well, he ain't where he's supposed to be, so I ain't finna mess with that. Because he should be here as a man.
So you're saying that you wouldn't, right? You wouldn't date a woman that doesn't make the same financially or more, right?
I'm not saying that. As a guy, uh-huh. as a guy, mm-hmm. we're taught to do that already anyway. We're taught to date someone who isn't as financially successful. We're taught to date someone who isn't, you know, emotionally there or whatever. I can't wait to Liza Zay. It's sad, but it's true. At least this is what I think. This is my own personal experience. I can only tell life and, you know, talk to you guys about life that I've been through and lived or whatever experience, blah, blah, blah. So in saying that, I'm saying this. For the most part, from what I've seen and I've sat and listened and watched relationships grow and helped friends in relationships and stuff. Not just talk about myself. Men are taught to settle. Men are taught to be the chivalrous ones and do everything and try to help a woman and everything. But if a man is struggling, it's usually, I'm not trying to deal with that.
I agree. Not every woman.
Again, generalization. Not every woman.
We're generalizing.
Okay. Some of y'all out there are unique, fantastic, and great. Others,
shout out to you, boo-boo. Shout out to you. But we're not talking about you.
But, right. So I'm just saying. So, but anyway, please go ahead.
Please, yes. Go ahead.
Where do I start?
Oh,
she's about to break it down.
I just want to first starting off with like what you said. I feel like that whole conversation about, you know, a woman not selling for a man that's making like $3,000, she's like making $6,000 a month. In the first place, we aren't. Can I cuss on here?
We don't know because we don't want to get.
Yeah, well, there might be children watching.
Is it gonna
this,
be like?
Saying?
Is it like hard?
You can or
is
use
it,
the first word, the first letter.
Is it like a hard
yeah, like fire truck?
We're not,
or, you
we're
know,
not okay. dating people.
Okay, good.
To like you know, stay in their financial like wellness. Like, bro, if I'm interested in you, I'm interested in you. Period, and we can build off of that. Like, why the F am I? Bro, I got a potty mouth. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, she does. She's not lying for real.
This is ridiculous. But we're not dating based off of that, and we didn't meet off those bases, so it doesn't matter what you're making. If we can build off of that from there, then go off, king. Like, do your thing. You
agree,
feel me?
But
and
again,
hold on. Let me let you.
Excuse me, my bad.
Okay.
Oh.
No, I'm
playing. Thank you.
Please
Kim.
Go ahead.
So sweet. Oh, Kevin.
Jesus.
But I just wanted to say, like, don't make me lose my whole point. I was going off.
Come on, man. Why you keep on, like, bro?
But I was saying, like, we're not dating y'all based off of that. It's not a generalization. I find it. It's not just like a me specific thing. Mm-hmm. And it's not a Kim specific thing. It's like there are so many girls. That's like, yeah, you know, I'll build with my man. Da 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 da. Hold on. I see it stirring in his brain. He's like, oh,
yeah, I'm
so
over here
ready to go really? Off.
I'm over here stirring too, bro.
Issues, you know? Right?
Whoa,
but I mean like personal experience.
Oh, they coming for me.
They shooting for us. Oh, I'm ready for my rebuttal.
Sorry just for my
personal
word
experience.
Switching.
Oh, hold on.
This just turned to a debate team in here. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, continue.
Nah, but like we're more than ready to build with y'all and you know take care of y'all if need be. It's just y'all need to low key like.
Like what?
Be able to accept that for real.
Right.
And like, cause they're, can, like, y'all are giving very much podcast man energies. My queens out here need to, like, bro, please tone it down like a little bit, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, it's fine. We are able to take care of you and we want to take care of you. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And there are women out here that want to do that.
Okay.
We want to appreciate you.
Exactly.
Shout out to those women.
Shout out to those women. Facts.
Shout out to those women.
All y'all doing is talking trash on women, but like, yeah.
No.
We
gotta,
hold on. Can I?
Okay, go ahead. Continue.
And y'all just talking trash, like, yeah. So, yeah, we gotta settle because, you know, we were taught, and I understand y'all upbringing. That's what was embedded in your mind by your mothers mm-hmm. and your fathers, so y'all can't help that. But y'all can also unlearn that and be like, if y'all want to strive for better, if y'all want a woman that's making more than you, if y'all want a woman that's making the same amount, do that. Ain't nobody finna be mad at you. That's your lady. That's your ting. You feel me?
Ting.
Let me take this.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. Uh-oh. Right. So, let me go ahead and
I just
want to
say I agree. I plead the fifth and I agree.
Let me go ahead and clarify real quick, right? So, I'm going to make it real clear and straightforward, okay? So, first and foremost, you're right. There are a bunch of women out here that will take care of a man, be there for a man, be his peace, his guy, all the rest of that. I agree with you.
His ting.
Okay, I'm right there with both. I'm right there. He'll be his ting. You feel me? Mm-hmm. She'll be his thing, for real.
Ting.
I'm right there with you. I'm not saying that it's not true. But you'd be, what's the word I can use here? I'm trying to do it. Say this nicely. You'd be very ignorant.
Okay.
So, people don't like that word, but it just means lack of knowledge. So I'm just saying. I don't mean anything bad by it or nothing. But if you sat there and you were like, well, there's this huge group of whatever, whatever that does all this and does all this, and then casts out the rest of the population that does the opposite. You feel me? I'm very big on trying to be an optimist and believe that everybody is nice out there and great and fantastic, but that's just not how the world works. You got to be real with yourself,
that's
right?
That's another thing. I'm so sorry. If you're a nice person, bless you, because there's people who are nice for no reason. And honestly, I don't.
Despite what it looks like on here, I promise you, I'm super nice. I'm very kind. I'm gonna be real with y'all. But, but no, yeah. So
I
like,
I love women. I'm a feminist.
Oh God.
Femininity. Come on, bro. I just want to say that before y'all.
What was that word?
Femininity. Femininity.
Yeah. Continue. Okay. You done now? Okay. But right. So you'd be ignorant if you said that, you know, the rest of the population doesn't do that. That doesn't happen. So I'm just educating people on what's actually going on. You feel me? There's two sides to every story, but in reality, you know what I'm saying? There's only one story that's right.
Ooh, so, okay, but I don't want to say.
What?
But this is not the hold up. This is not the regular podcast. We will be talking about what men don't do right too.
Okay. Yeah.
Right? So I want to take accountability.
I'm being real one-sided. I'm being real one-sided right now. But I agree.
Damn, it's just for sake of the, this is the first section, bro. Right.
It's just for sake of the argument, okay? Because I definitely have seen men treat women like trash and horribly. And I'm not saying any of this to be like, oh, well, women aren't this, women aren't that, and that's it. It goes both ways. That's people true. Like there, people out here are trash, not just men or women. People are, but.
I think there needs to be way more accountability.
Agreed.
In general. You know what I'm saying?
The dodging game be strong with the kind of on both sides.
On both sides. But how about this though, bro? How about this, right? Let's talk about how men, they like they have mental traumas and then bring that upon a relationship. Like bring that trauma to a relationship with a woman. You feel what I'm saying? I know a lot of men who like count on their women or blame their women or like for not doing things while they're mentally unstable or they have mental traumas like mommy or daddy issues. You feel what I'm saying?
Facts.
So do you guys have anything to say about that?
I feel like when you're in a relationship, both sides are going to bring something. It's either toxicity. Childhood.
I knew that word, man.
Look, okay,
at least he knew that word for
exactly. I still don't know how to say femininity.
You get it though. You get it. You know.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. For sure.
Childhood trauma. You know, just you know, there's issues within everybody. Confidence.
I look good. What you talking about? Confidence.
Straight up, bro. You know what I'm saying? I look good too.
We're talking about
so
you.
We're all bringing something tough into the table and. The goal is just to kind of help the other person. Like, I know for me, I mean, I'm getting better with, like, self-confidence. I know my partner, I could say, well, I can't speak behalf of him, but there's stuff that he thinks he puts, that it causes pressure on me. But you know what? At the end of the day, if you love this person, you're going to go through it. That's it.
She doesn't love y'all.
That's it. I'm trying to get like that.
For real.
Hit my line at 773. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, don't drop your
I'm
date.
Not
yeah,
that number.
Actually
going to
do it this
I mean, but mine's just 708-499. So,
well, I'm not single, so I'm not going to drop mine.
Okay. Right. But nah, so what I think that we've all said our piece. You know, I'm going to just leave that combo right there because we never go end.
For sure.
I actually had a really big subject that I want to talk about because I feel like this is something that's it's a controversial conversation. People want to talk about it, but don't really be talking about it like that.
Okay.
So how do you guys feel about polyamorous or polyamory relationships?
I'm selfish.
Straight out the gate.
It's like, I just want my man like only to myself.
Okay.
Nobody else. That's it.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I respect everybody else, but... I wouldn't be
able to share.
No, I wouldn't be able to share because I feel like I was reading this because I was doing some research, but jealousy is a natural, what's it called? Like a natural thing for a human.
Yeah, it's a natural
so
emotion.
I know I could get jealous, but no.
I know you guys are going to be talking about this way more, so we might as well go first. But I honestly think that like I can... I mean, I see good. I see potential in both. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it depends upon what you.
Wait, what's potential in monogamous and or polyamorous relationships?
Yeah. Just being with one person and then also
being with multiple.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's benefits to both. I feel like it just kind of like it
just got more popular. Like they're just adding more awareness to polyamorous.
Yeah, and it depends also on your preferences, bro. Like as far as like if you can find some, well, there's benefits, first of all, to being polyamorous.
He's still fucking know what the words are.
Just know what the words, man. There's benefits to having two people in a relationship. Aww. As far as like, I know there's financial benefits. There's intimacy benefits. There's.
Yeah. So for to open up the floor, right? So when you're talking about intimacy and like all the benefits and non-benefits, whatever you want to call it, pros and cons, blah, blah, blah. I agree. I feel like the benefits outweigh the cons. So like the pros outweigh the cons in this type of situation. And I only say that because I don't mean to say, I mean, as a guy, I get why people think I'm going to say that.
Of course.
But like being real with it, like I got to hear from a friend of mine that is in a polyamorous relationship. And she was just like, I get to see my man, my husband, the person that I love, fall in love with someone else at the same time. And you...
I don't know if I can do it.
When you think about that, like you see yourself falling in love with someone, you don't see the little tics and things that they, you know, find attractive with other things or other people or other whatever. So to be able to watch someone else fall in love at the same time, I feel like that's magic right there. Like,
wow.
I don't know, but it's a personal opinion. You feel me? It's a potential route. You know. So yeah. Right now I'm single, so I can't say nothing about it.
Interesting.
But yeah, Lizzie.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, what am I touching on exactly?
Just
pros, how you feel about polyamorous relationship versus monogamous relationships, polyamory. You know what I'm saying? Because both sides.
Polyamory.
So, just to clarify, polyamorous relationship is bunch of women and one man. A polyamory relationship, I think it is a bunch of men and one woman.
A word?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I thought it was just okay.
I'm probably saying polyamory.
Yeah, I just know 2-1, 1-2, 2-1.
Nah, there's two different versions that go both ways. Okay. But go ahead, though.
Yeah, of course. Well, I definitely know multiple people in polyamorous relationships. I know some people who are like married.
Shout out to the family.
You know, beautiful, beautiful phenomenon. Actually, definitely just discovered and like dipped my toes in it just a little bit here and there. And I think it's truly like beautiful because it's opening your mind to like something that's not normal in society, because like it's been happening so often. It's been called swingers in different relationships, and it's like crazy. You see it on Tinder and you're like looking for a third. No, I can't do that. It's like
1, 2, 3.
Right. You know, people like look at that and it's like, I don't want to be a third. And it's like, it's so much more than just sex. It's so much more than just, you know, not being able to commit to one person.
Bless you.
Ooh, child, thank you.
No problem.
It's so much more than that. It's about, you know, sharing love in multiple ways. And it's so much. You find yourself in a different intimate position in a polyamorous relationship. Because, of course, come on, y'all. But it's something beautiful. I have a friend who's in a long-distance relationship, and they are in a polyamorous relationship, and they find themselves getting jealous. And like you said, jealousy is a natural phenomenon. Of course, it's going to happen. But with a polyamorous relationship, communication and trust is so much more deeper.
The key.
Then monogamy, like, it is definitely the key, like you said, because it's like, you know, you're going to explore these different people, you're going to fall in love with different people, you're like allowing yourself to be vulnerable with another, but at the end of the day, you're still in love with that original partner. You're still in love with this other person. It's not like you're just like, yeah, you know what, I'm getting bored of you, so I'm going to go check out Chucky over there. It's not like that, you know?
Boredom in relationships.
Right. If you're looking into polyamory or polyamory because you have relationship problems, it's not for you. You're going to break your own relationship because of that. So, you know, if you're getting into polyamorous relationships, make sure you're doing it because it's for you, genuinely, you know?
Facts. A lot of PSA, big facts. So... Agreed. I think that right now, monogamous relationships are pushed way too crazy. right? Facts. They talk about, I think I'm going to bring this subject up if anybody remembers this back, because it's obviously we've been 3 years into COVID, sadly, you feel me? It's a hard time out here for the people.
Hard time. Mask up.
But for real. But with that being said, I think it was in 2020, they were talking about giving men instead of women the like the pill, basically. Because men, like a man could impregnate way more people than women can. Right. And so I think that goes into talking about men, like, in their nature, right? Men.
What? Wait, can you bring that back for a couple of seconds?
To
wait,
reproduce.
Put the pill. Hold on, put the pill where in the thing, you know. What?
relax.
What do you mean?
It's like a little shot. Like, same way women get birth control, guys get birth control.
That's what it is. Yeah, I thought it was like it starts with the V, right? No, that's different, right? I'm trying to. I don't want to say the word because if
I was about to say, last I checked, guys don't have V's. What you talking about? I was like, huh? What?
The word of the procedure starts with the V.
For sure.
Right?
Oh, okay. You talking about vasectomies. Yes, you talking about getting the snip snip so you don't have no more children.
Cutting that thing off? You talking about?
Gracias. No. I mean, listen. I mean, even if it does, I'm just saying, I only brought that up because, you know what I'm saying? Men are out here a lot more than women are. And which I think is funny because if we're going to get into that conversation, women control that whole area. I'm not going to lie. But we can push
it. Oh, my God. The body count thing where men's like doesn't count for a man, but a woman, it does.
Look, if you want to have that conversation, we can have that conversation. Next episode for real. But
yeah, we got to write that down. Next episode.
But like on the game, women control that whole area. I'm just speaking for myself here, so you know what I'm saying, don't attack me for real, cause y'all be ready to go. I'm sorry.
It's fun.
Oh,
it is.
Well, even
evil for real. Sorry, go ahead.
I would think that even in like polyamorous relationships, I would think that there is way more. I think that there would be way more like communication would be on key though. You know what I'm saying?
So I think that's the biggest thing.
And like would be on key because it's three of y'all. And also too, just there's more options of being comfortable or like
free.
Agreed.
Yeah, like let's say for a second, right? I saw this shout out TikTok, you feel what I'm saying? I saw this TikTok, you feel what I'm saying? And it was like, I saw in this poly relationship, and it was like, the man, right? The man was like, it was a woman, it was two women, and it was a man, right? And the woman was recording, and she was like, being in a poly relationship, and she came to her man, and she was trying to hug her man, and the dude was playing the game, right? So he was like, nah, not right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, not right now, I'm playing the game, you know, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And then she came to the woman, mm-hmm. right? And she wanted to hug or cuddle, and she was like, I was in need for a huddle or a hug. I mean, cuddle or hug. Yeah, cuddle or hug. So the point that I'm trying to make is that there's more options or there's more room for comfortability or, you know what I'm saying, space. Please. You feel me? Not saying that, you know, it's...
I feel like we definitely promoting polyamorous relationships right now. Like, we're like, yeah, do it.
Can do it, you know?
But no, it's not for everybody. Right. You feel me? If it's for you, do it. If it's not for you, that's just how it is. Some people can't be in a, like you said, selfish. You feel me? And there's nothing wrong with that. Well, sometimes you want your partner to yourself and just yourself.
I think more so because I just want kids. And how would that work? Like, being in a three-way relationship,
they would just have two moms.
Yeah, you would just take care of them.
Or multiple dads.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just not my thing, you know.
So,
and that's okay.
That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Personally, my view is I was raised on, it takes a village to raise a child. You feel me? Mm-hmm.
That's because you wasn't raised in the streets.
Facts.
Well, we.
Yeah, we was. But
you don't know that if you're not raised
trenches,
in the streets.
You feel me? So,
mud pies and shit.
Like.
But
like on the game. So like.
I miss them.
It really is. If it takes a whole village, why can't the village be myself and my two wives? You feel me?
That's
my village right there. So like, I'm not saying it has to be that. I could be with one person, I could be with two, I could be with three, whatever. But the point is, you know what I'm saying, in my eyes, if it takes a village, the village is gonna be the closest people to me.
No,
and the closest people to me finna be my wives.
So, I feel like with that sense, it'll be like for me, it'll just be like the people around. Like, let's say you guys, while when I have a child, you guys will be the village, but I'm not in a relationship with you guys.
For sure. Beating up anybody that gets you close.
Even if it's not blood, it's just family that you.
For sure. You know? Also, I'm gonna be honest. Like, I'm like, people might not know this, you feel what I'm saying? But I am, when it comes to a relationship, bro, I am mad jealous. You feel? Well, if I really deeply have a deep connection and love with you, you feel what I'm saying?
I can't relate because I don't get jealous. I'm just very territorial.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I you can wear whatever you want, go out wherever you want, all that stuff.
No.
That's why,
like,
I feel like I'm geared more towards a polyamorous relationship because I'm not the jealous type. I'm not the, oh, you doing this, you wearing that, you here, whatever. You feel me?
Not necessarily what I mean. I mean more as in like you can't, I can't see an, well, affection. I gotta watch. I can't see affection from another dude. Given to you. You feel what I'm saying? If I'm like I said, I'm a handle what I have to handle by any means. She don't never have to worry. We're not gonna do this.
Facts.
We're not gonna do that or whatever. Never. You feel what I'm saying? Ever. But right, the only thing that I ask in return is like, you know, like you have to be able to, if a dude come up or whatever the case may be, you have to be able.
Goodbye.
To. Yeah, you gotta swerve. You gotta swerve it, bro. How you go be my wife, my one wife? Swerving like you can't swerve.
Like you driving the car in GTA, big facts.
In GTA.
So that's my game. What you talking about? I played it all day. But for real, I'm right there with you. You got to be able to have trust and loyalty in a relationship. But who's to say that isn't going to happen? Like, here's what I'm getting. This is what I'm getting. So you have all these things in a regular relationship, but you can't have this in a polyamorous relationship. Right. It works the same both ways. Yeah. You can have trust and loyalty. You can have, I mean, obviously the table that I'm in divided a little bit.
Let's just to keep
that
this clear.
We don't support.
Okay. Just to keep this clear, I could probably do both if I wanted to, right? But like I said, it just
ambiamorous. Ambiamorous. New term.
Ambiamorous. What I mean,
I was sure like, what the?
Well, if that keep on, we made this in that podcast. We go,
TM trademark.
Ambiamorous TM, right? It's TM.
Yeah, it's TM. That's probably not how it works. So but whatever, go ahead. Yeah.
Anyways, like, what I mean to say is like, with a specific woman, I could only be with her, but like it takes a strong woman. You feel what I'm saying? Like it takes a specific woman for me to, you know what I'm saying? I don't think I could just go in a relationship and not have or not. You feel what I'm saying? I feel like it would take a lot of more work. Does that make sense?
Oh, like, okay.
Like I can't. Because
we had a loss.
Okay. Let me rephrase.
What are you saying?
What I mean to say is I think that I'm able to, I could see myself in a polyamorous relationship, right? Two women and me, but I also could see myself, well, I am in currently a one-on-one
monogamous.
He's
having trouble with the words, y'all, so I had to help him out.
Monogamous relationship, you feel what I'm saying? It just depends on the person that I'm with, you feel what I'm saying? Their comfortability, my comfortability, how we feel together, our journey together and our path, you feel what I'm saying? And God.
This man, that's what I'm talking about. Preach, okay.
So does that make sense? Did I clear it up? No,
just a little bit.
No.
Oh, he's talking about like a woman to you right now would be so much work. So why have another woman? Like,
because that's what I heard. I was like, that's a lot of work.
No. That's definitely not what I mean. No. That's definitely what I mean.
I mean, speak your truth, brother. Speak your truth.
No. That's not what I mean. I just meant that, like I said, it just depends on. If it just depends on the woman that you have and what you guys want together as a journey. That's just what I believe. Plus, I want a woman that's going to take.
It was the seat, I promise. I was like, it's the seat, I promise. Relax. It's the seat. Don't come for me, dog. I promise.
But
go ahead.
Yeah, but I just truly believe that it just depends on your circumstances, what you believe, what she believes, what y'all believe. It's not for everybody. It is for some people. But yeah, man. I mean, I feel like there's multiple ways to go about life. That's just what I'm trying to say.
This is the longest explanation I've ever
heard. There's multiple ways to go about life, bro. That's it. Period. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Now that we finally put a period in there. Right, I think we should move along with the conversation, big facts. So let's go ahead and move on to another subject. What you trying to talk about?
I think that's pretty much it, bro.
Jesus, this man, that's how you feel? Okay, I have
another topic. What about interracial?
We finna get disrespectful.
I
have an issue. It's 2022.
Oh, she got issues. Hold on.
I'm not an interracial couple.
Mm-hmm. Interracial relationship.
But people still think we in 1960-something. You know, like...
Facts.
I got an issue with that. I'm sorry. I just brought it up because I have an issue with people that think it's so wrong, but...
So... This is a good subject. I only say that because I'm mixed, you know what I'm saying? My family is mixed, my brother's mixed, you know. I look like I got the chocolate the goodness.
Wakanda. The African of
Are you done?
Bushiki.
What? Oh wow. Look, I apologize.
I don't want to get canceled. Listen, I am African American.
Shut up.
Continue. Go ahead.
I apologize to any and all African American people and African people because he's slow.
What do you mean?
Yeah, but you didn't need to say all that.
I just said what kind of, because I love the movie, all right? I love the movie.
With everything that this man said, we go push that to the side because I don't know what he talk about.
You're black, you're beautiful. Okay, go ahead.
As a mixed person, I don't look mixed. I look like I got the chocolatey goodness, you know, feel me? I'm chocolate bar all day, which is delicious and everybody loves that. But the point of the matter is, when you step out into public and you look a certain type of way and you with somebody else that looks another certain type of way, people go judge you regardless. That's just how it be. It's sad, but it's the truth. So you really just can't focus on nobody else besides yourself, or at least yourself and your spouse. So if you feel some type of way about racial relationships, or if you feel like it's hard to be in one, unfortunately, the truth of nature is just that's just how it is. Life is hard. Things are hard. You just got to get through it. Facts. So, yeah. Also, to anybody out there that hates interracial relationships or don't like that, get with the times. I'm sorry, because we out here, we deep mobbing in the set. You feel me? So.
Man, all right, so I'm finna let some pain go, bro. Because people
with
people
the twist would, every time.
Well, people would say that just not even. I know I'm on jokes, but on a serious note, you feel what I'm saying?
Let's get deeper. Go ahead. No, I'm kidding. I try.
All right, bro, we gotta have what's it called? We gotta have that as a vocal, bro.
Yeah, go ahead.
Vocal point, bro. I know my mom was in an interracial relationship.
What? Moms,
I don't need to bring it up, bro. And I know she had to go through a lot.
Okay, you y'all. Hold on, when this happened?
Gay?
This is our mom. So we have the same mother. If y'all don't, this is my brother right here. I know we don't look alike, but this is my brother. Mm-hmm. When did, hold on, what?
Bro, you know she's in an interracial relationship.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Do you not? Sorry, I'm a little slow. Hold on.
Did you see the first episode with Joshua?
Right.
I was in it. What are you talking about? Didn't I see it?
I didn't remember it.
Exactly. How don't you remember?
My bad. Look,
he was talking all that stuff about me, right?
It's been a long day, guys.
So I hope y'all, bro, put this as a meme or something, bro.
Yeah, go ahead and clip that.
Relax. Don't meme my face.
He forgot about his mom.
I got to brush the beard first or something. Relax.
The point that I was trying to make is, even me seeing that relationship or that interracial relationship, people say too to me, bro, that I don't like African-American women, which is 100% not true. 100% not true. Not even to bring up the subject about moms, because that is a little bit demeaning as far as just because you have an African-American mom does not mean that you appreciate or, you feel what I'm saying, African-American women.
Yeah, some people wild out here. That's what he's saying, basically. Because my mom is black, and I love black women. They delicious. They fantastic. Everything in between. So, delicious. Shout out to black women. I mean, they are.
Whoa.
I'm just telling the truth. What, you want me to lie?
All right. Go ahead, bro.
Whoa. You know what? I think I'm done with this subject.
I'm dead.
In the name of Jesus, need Jesus on this podcast. Lord.
I really do think that interracial relationships are what's up. It's two different, it's, they call like Chicago a melting pot, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like it's the same thing for interracial relationships. You're mixing and blending two different types of cultures, you know what I'm saying, thought processes and everything in between. And that,
I know some moms that don't like that with a child's, you know, Hispanic parents, you know, I mean, some are cool, but some are still in the mindset of like either racism or,
but isn't that
old?
Isn't that everyone though?
Like, not everyone,
not everyone, but a decent amount of people are in that same type of mindset, especially when you're talking about a dad and his daughter, you feel me? As a, just look, a dad and his daughter. I don't have kids yet, but when I finally have a daughter, I don't care if you black, brown, pink, purple, or orange. If you come up to my daughter and you're like, "Hey, I want to talk to you," I'm gonna be standing behind her. Like, who are you trying to talk
I'm
to?
I'm be just like this.
Because, so like when you think about it like that, you feel me? It you think about it a little differently. It's not so much, oh well, she's dating this guy or whatever. It's that she's dating a guy in general.
In general.
So, you have to be alone, nothingness, I mean, not for the next 40 years before you're able to come talk to someone.
That's true, but what 50,
40, 60, 70, 80, 90.
The dad don't got to be there. It could just be family. No.
You know what? Let me tell you guys a story of what happened to me, bro. I got to tell you this story, and I promise.
Every time.
No, just listen.
Yeah, let me just say something, because I got to get it out the way.
No, I think like, I know the story.
Yeah, here we go. So when I was a kid, right? You know, I'm an adult now. Everybody can see. Hi. When I was a kid, though, I used to riz, you feel what I'm saying, with women, like, at a park. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it was a park. If you know the... I'm not going to say the name, but you know the park. It was, like, you know, you guys know the park.
Neighborhood
it was
park.
Yeah, okay. For sure. And one time, I started talking to this girl, and she was Mexican. You feel what I'm saying? She used to always be at the park. I used to, like bust her brother's ankles and stuff and shoot...
Pause.
I'm talking about basketball. Don't even put that out there, bro. I don't know what you're talking about.
He's talking about the ball, the
games. Listen to me. That's not what I mean. All right. This is just, bro. Okay. All right. Anyways. So I used to talk to this girl, and she ended up like I saw her mom walk past the park when I was talking to her, and we were, you know, we were going together. How you ever do that in like middle school or grammar school? You feel what I'm saying? Which is some kid stuff. You don't see each other outside of wherever you've seen the person. God. Yeah. But so I was talking to her at the park. You know, I'm like, "Hey, girl, you know what I'm saying? You want some of my chips? You know?"
And spin game.
Yeah, real. Spin, bro. Spin it.
Want some of my chips?
For
that's
sure.
A special line right there. I just gotta let y'all know.
You know how girls like food. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, yeah. So, like, her mom ended up calling her after she seen that we were together. And long story short. Long story short, she came back and she was like, "I can't be with you," right? And I was like, "Why? You feel what I'm saying? I gave you some of my chips."
Rejection.
You
know? Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. I was like, "Why, bro? We not gonna talk about that." I was like, "Why?" And she was like, "Because..." She was like, "Because my mom said you're black," and that, like, mad serious. She was like, I was like, "Why?" She was like, "Because you're black and my mom said that you are going to be selling drugs."
Damn.
Wow. After that, bro, that scarred me. I was like, bro, I came home. I was like,
"Wait a minute,
bro. Black lives matter, bro."
Black lives matter, bro.
Like, I know what I'm thinking. No. It's like going to go off so bad, but like, why would she think that? She's Hispanic.
Well, it was the mom was Hispanic.
But like,
well, of course she was.
Think about it. There's bad in every culture.
Agreed.
Like, we are game bangers, and you know, like, agreed. What?
So, and this is,
and I'm not even dark, bro. I'm caramel. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know why she said that. I loved her. I gave her some chips, bro.
Okay, relax. Relax. I don't think
I'm not a game banger.
It's a signal of love, but okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Right though. So, again, I can only speak on my experience as a, you know what I'm saying? I'm a dark skinned man, so I can only speak on that experience. I'm not caramel like this guy, okay? But I think that, sadly, it's just the narrative. Especially since we're talking about interracial relationships in the first place, you feel me? It's been the narrative. And as a dark man, I can speak on my own experience. So, like, I've been in relationships previously, and I've been friends with people previously, but because I'm a dark skinned man, you know, like, it just doesn't work out. And it's only because of a bunch of stuff in the past. We're not going to talk about it. Look, this will be a long conversation if we get on that. So it's a bunch of stuff that's happened in the past and in the present that we need to change and adapt to and learn from and all the rest of that. But pushing all that dark history and present aside.
Black Lives Matter?
You go keep saying that. But
you want to put it out there?
Pushing all that stuff aside, like just mainly specifically talking about like interracial relationships is just something you got to go through. And I feel like I just keep saying this over and over again. That's it's something tough, you got to go through. It is what it is. It's blah, blah, blah. But that's just what the facts are. Like, if you love somebody, if you want to be with somebody, if you're trying to talk to this person or whatever, you know, they're your soulmate, all that good, dazzly stuff. If they're all of that, then it's worth fighting for. And in a oh my God. And I'm becoming like this guy, I promise.
That dazzly stuff.
In that interracial relationship, you feel me? It's you and your partner fighting to kind of just like be there for each other, love each other, show that your cultures, even though they're different, can mesh and become something more beautiful, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So,
love it.
But not to even say that that's acceptable, though. Like, don't just like be susceptible to, you know, like not changing. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like that. I'm sorry, but I do not like that mindset. Like, I feel like, be aware that you can change, you know what I'm saying? That circumstances can change. Not saying that you're not saying that, but there are some people that be like, racism is here, so, you know, you just have to deal with it. Or, you feel what I'm saying? Mm. Not even
I
to
think
go
that's
on
for
that.
A different episode.
No, not even to go on that. Right. Yeah, so not even to go on that.
About that for hours.
Not even to go on that subject. But
shout out to the song Hours and Hours by Ming Ling. She go crazy. But go ahead, though.
Not even to, you know, go inside that broad topic, but just saying like just making sure that it is aware that I know that there are circumstances are out there, but we should try to be better at least. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody wants to be comfortable in this world. And we made the dinner table for everybody to be, to have a
voice.
Exactly.
Say what you gotta say.
You know, but
there ain't no wrong or right.
There's exactly. Obviously sometimes some wrong or right answers, but
but no, you know, judgment
we still don't judge y'all.
Yeah,
you know,
no judgment
at all.
Y'all are providing a safe space for conversations like these.
So say everything you need to say.
Yeah, and with that said,
your 2 cents mean something here. Okay, they mean something.
Can add up to 50 cents and get you a bag of chips at the gas station.
It's $1 now, $1 and something.
But you know, a bag of chips
just bring
you
some loose change and some dollar bills for real. But love anyway. Go ahead though.
Yeah, man. We thank you guys for being on the podcast.
It's a pleasure. Look, we've been speaking about this for a minute, so we might as well end it here. I mean, if y'all got something to say, go ahead and get it off your chest before we wrap up. But facts.
How do you guys think it was? Like, rate us 1 through 10. You guys think we were terrible?
Are we getting rated now? Are we getting rated now? I'm a 10 every day.
I kind of got comfortable at the end. I know in the beginning I was like,
rawr. You feel what I'm saying?
I was intimidated because this is my first ever podcast, especially being on camera. I'm not a camera person. These people are.
Yeah, I'm gorgeous.
They do YouTube music. I'm not. I'm just barely starting. So in the beginning, I could have seen rough, but.
Yeah. Like I said, more episodes coming on the way.
Big facts, more episodes to come up. You feel me? We finna have a bunch of conversations about a bunch of stuff with a bunch of different people. Yes. So definitely tune in.
Yes. Shout out to Raw Creators. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Lizzie Go Crazy for sure.
Yes.
Shout out to Kim.
Yes. Shout out to
Ahaba. For the correction.
Excuse me. Sorry. Look, you know, we go back. So I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. Facts. Go look out for it.
Kevo's manager. Go check out his music. Kevo. Okay. YouTube. And me, of course, I can't let myself back.
Keeping it
melodic. And, you know, just me.
Sure.
Yes.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
my little
bad.
Black self. You can find me Mars Media, for real. That's pretty much it. Just look me up at Mars Media. It's on everything, all my socials, gang. Anyway, have a great rest of your night, guys.
Thank you.
Love, peace, prosperity, all that good stuff.
Yes.
On a good vibe.
Thank you for having us, for real.
No problem. Beautiful one.